Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Adulting Millennial Speech, the podcast. And once again, this is your host, Janine. And for today's podcast episode, let's talk about the things that I would probably say to my younger self as a 27 years old human being. Well, I just turned 27 last month, January, and yep, I am an Aquarius. And I'm also an ENTJ if we're going to talk about the MBTI personality test. But sometimes it's INTJ kasi sometimes, I don't know, introvert ako minsan. Pero most of the time talaga, it's ENTJ as an extrovert. So yeah, I think first on my list then, if ma-meet ko yung younger self ko, may sasabihin ako sa kanya, first on my list would be just do it. Kasi people really don't care about what you do. I mean, of course, there would be people who would gossip about the things that you do or talk bad about what you do or maybe discourage you. But at the end of the day, it's not really something na within your control. Eh? Like if they would talk bad about you or whatever it is na you're doing. And huwag ka masyado mag-worry doon sa sasabihin ng iba. Kasi, ayun nga, it is totally out of your control. So, just do whatever it is that makes you happy. And it is also the best time for you to explore. Kasi bata ka pa. Just explore and experience a lot of things. As long as, of course, wala ka na apakang tao. So, yeah, just do it. Whatever makes you happy. And, yeah, huwag mo munang isipin yung mga sasabihin ng ibang tao. The second one would be grades do not matter. As someone na very goal-oriented, lalo na pagdating sa school or sa grades, ang goal ko talaga, way back when I was in college, kailangan lagi akong dense lister, kailangan lagi mataas yung grade ko, dapat laging A and A+. Pinakamababa ko, dapat B+. Ganon. Tapos when I was in high school, kailangan lagi akong pasok sa top 10. So, ayun. At the end of the day, when I graduated and I started looking for jobs, I realized na grades do not really matter. You know what really matters? It's actually your experience and your skills, lalo na yung leadership skills. And if only I had the opportunity to go back in time, siguro I would be more active sa mga orgs. Kasi way back in college, naging active ako latter part na mga third year to fifth year in college ko na. But then during my first 2 years in college, hindi talaga ako active at all. Like, lahat aral. And sana na-build ko during that time din yung leadership skills ko. Even way back in high school, na sana sumasali ako ng leadership summits, yung mga ganyan. So yun, pero to be honest with you, I feel like whatever it is na nangyari way back then, it's meant to be naman for me. So, ayun lang. If I could change that lang, then siguro yun lang yung part na yun. And siguro, in terms of skills, i-hone ko pa yung leadership skills ko talaga as well as yung other skills, like technical things. And yeah, actually, I wanted to share nung I started working na, merong time na yung marketing director yun na, sinabihan ako na dapat daw aralin ko yung Google Sheets kasi na-shock siya na hindi ako masyado familiar with using the sheets. And you know, if ikaw nakikinig na working ka na, alam mo kung gaano ka-importante ang sheets. Like, in terms of handling data and stuff, And ayun, I'm really grateful sa mga colleagues ko during that time kasi they helped me. And fast learner naman ako, so hindi ako nahirapan kasi since by the book ako, alam ko yung formula, alam ko yung mga function, but then I never really had the opportunity to apply it na talagang every single day. Pero syempre, when you started working na, when I started working na, best friend ko talaga si Google Sheets and yung mga automations sa Google Forms. Kasi, hindi naman sa tamad ako. It's just that, gusto ko mas mabilis yung mga nangyayari. So, we automated a lot of things in terms of, basta the operations during that time. Then so, work ko before. So, ayun. And that's why I'm really grateful talaga to my past managers and directors and of course colleagues kasi I believe na everyone in our life mag-aampag sila sa growth mo and at the same time ikaw din may naampag ka sa kanila, hindi ka lang siguro aware, but yeah, lahat naman tayo, we also share each other yung mga lessons natin na natutunan, mga values tayo na share sa isa't isa, ayun. So yeah, again, grades do not matter, experience and skills do. And then, the third one would be, discipline makes things a lot easier. Kasi, katulad ng sinabi ko in my previous podcast episodes, no, discipline is very important. Kasi, if fueled ka lang ng motivation, mahirap kasi yun nga, not every day is a good day and not every day you're motivated. So kapag di ka motivated, ano na? Discipline really is a huge factor then in terms of reaching your goals and being successful. Whatever it is, kung ano yung definition mo ng success, yun na yun. But you just have to keep showing up for yourself kasi para sa'yo yun eh. Ikaw lang naman mag-show up para sa sarili mo. So, yeah, it's always about discipline. And then, the fourth thing na siguro sasabihin ko sa sarili ko, sa younger self ko, is that nothing turns out how you plan. So, hindi lang mga Virgo yung mahilig magplano. Also, an Aquarius na ENTJ. As in, talagang mayroon akong pen and paper and nakaplano na yung buhay ko nung time na yon, way back when I was still young. As in, dapat ganitong age, ganito na, meron akong ganyan, ganito na ako. And I don't know if you're familiar with The Little Prince na movie. So, yung mom doon, mayroon siyang life plan chart para doon sa daughter niya na daily habits na kailangan gawin ng daughter niya in order to reach yung goal nila na makapasok siya sa prestigious school. The other case study na pwede ko rin ma-share, if you are familiar with Fresh Off the Boat, I really love that series, by the way. It's on Disney. Yeah, it's on Disney. Disney Plus. So, yung mom doon, si Jessica, she's a Chinese mom na immigrant or nag-migrate sa US. So, just like the other Asian moms, very dedicated sila sa career path na tatahakin ng children nila. So, meron siyang board doon or life plan for each of her sons na magiging ganito, magiging ganyan, by the age of ganito, ganyan. So, ayun, nakaka-relate ako kay Jessica, the Asian mom, and doon sa mom na nasa Little Prince na movie. And just like them, ganun ako sa sarili ko. I'm the one who's putting pressure sa sarili ko. But a lot of things happened way back then na I really didn't expect. So that's why one of the things din na gusto kong sabihin sa younger self ko is that nothing turns out how you planned. And you just have to learn how to embrace yung present. Kasi one of the things that I've learned from reading the book, The Daily Stoic, please read it. It's such a nice book. Mayroong ebook, by the way, that you could also download sa Google. Anyway, going back, dun sa Daily Stoic, it mentioned na huwag mo masyadong problemahin yung past and yung future kasi present is called present kasi it's a gift that you should focus on. Basically, why are you stressing yourself doon sa future? Eh, wala naman tayong control doon sa future. Although, it's nice to have that goal, those goals, pero don't overthink about it. Kasi whatever it is na nangyayari ngayon, it is meant to be. Just trust the process. Do whatever it is na align doon sa goals mo. You know, build healthy habits and such. Pero if hindi siya umayon sa plano, just trust the process kasi whatever it is na nangyayari, again, it's meant to be. And it also parang measures then how resilient you are as a person. It's very important to bounce back. As in, please bounce back. Maging resilient tayo. Hindi ko sinasabi na parang toxic positivity, but iba kasi eh, like kapag you can bounce back. But of course, if you're finding it difficult to bounce back, maybe it's also time to reach out for help sa professionals. So, yeah. Hindi din naman masama mag-ask ng help. You should always ask for help.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The fifth one would be quality over quantity. I used to be that kind of person na bibili ako ng mga super cheap na products kasi sabi ko, eh, nakakatipid ako dito. Same lang naman yung function. But then, madali siyang masira. And at the end of the day, I'll have to purchase another set uli. So, napapamahal ako. Hindi katulad ng if I'm just going to purchase something na quality talaga, it would last me for years, right? So, ayun, very important yung quality over quantity in all aspects of life. Whether it be friendships, relationships, products that you use or purchase. And yeah, basically all aspects in life, it's all about the quality talaga over quantity. That's the fifth one. The sixth on the list is would be see failures as lessons. Before kasi, although I see failures as lessons, before parang naniniwala ako doon pero hindi ko siya masyado pinapractice. Like, in my head, I see it as a lesson, but then, yung feelings ko, parang, wala na, failure na ako. Wala na. There is no chance for me to recover. Parang, ang hirap na. But then, you just have to train your mind. I mean, siguro kung meron psychology graduate or student or, I don't know, na nakikinig na to, it's more, I'm preferring to parang training your mind to be resilient doon, yun. Ayokong makover tayo as toxic positivity. But yun, at the end of the day, masyashock ka talaga kung ano yung power of your mind and the power it could hold sa pag-redirect din ng buhay mo. So yun, just see failures as a lesson and use it to further improve sa buhay mo. And when you fail, it's not the end of the world. Hindi siya end of the world. Kasi normal lang naman magkamali. And always remember na kung ano yung problem mo ngayon, I mean, think of it na makaka-apekto ba ito sa life ko 5 to 10 years from now. Sige, quick story time. Hino ko yung sa Facebook, diba? Nag-status tayo doon. What are your thoughts? Ganyan, yung sa wall natin. when Facebook was created, medyo jeje pa yung mga tao. Hindi naman jeje, I'm so sorry. But then, grabe sila mag-post sa wall. Like, I've seen one of my memories noon. Kasi diba nag-refresh siya? Like, share your memory, ganyan. Ginawa kong status ko. Ang dami ko namang gagawin na paper. Gusto ko nila maging jumbo hotdog para kaya ko na to, ganyan. During that time, recalling that moment, as in sobrang problemado ako sa thesis ko. Kasi girl, ikaw ba naman, dalawa yung thesis na ginagawa mo. Yung isa, kailangan mo na i-defend yung sa MASCOM. Yung isa, i-defend mo rin for the, ano ba, like yung title and whatnot, yung first few chapters ng thesis mo. Sa psychology naman yun. And girl, talagang gusto ko na lang maging jumbo hotdog ng time na yun. But then, naniniwala din ako sa this too shall pass. So during that time, it's such a huge problem for me. Ang bigat-bigat niya. But look at us, right? Nasurvive naman natin yun. And hindi din naman siya ganun kalaking naka-apekto sa buhay natin. So, ayun, there are things na akala natin during that time sobrang laki. Pero look sa future. Would it really matter? Really? Would it really matter? Diba? Hindi naman. So, huwag mo masyadong problemahin. Another thing would be feel your emotions. And siguro yung masashare ko dito was when I first experienced my first heartbreak. Hala! But yeah, my first heartbreak. Sobrang bigat niya. To the point na I had to resign. Kasi hindi ko kaya. Ay, hindi ako makapag-function as a person. Talaga, to be honest. And, syempre, if hindi ka makapag-function as a person, palpak ka din sa work and ayoko maging pabigat sa mga workmates ko. So, nag-resign ako kasi hindi ko na rin talaga kaya. It's very difficult for me. O, diba? Ganong levels yung pain since kailangan niya mag-resign. So, nag-resign tayo. So, yun, nag-resign ako and then eventually, nag-heal din. I mean, you just have to feel your emotions. Embrace mo yun. Kasi emotions make you you. You as a person, diba? You have to feel it, savor it, parang pagkain, ganyan. And then let it go. And then heal. But never, ever let your emotions take control of you and your mind. Kapag heightened yung emotions natin, I mean, I think it would be pretty normal to say things that we hindi naman natin minimin. At the same time, you should also have that discipline. Again, discipline, di ba? To control your emotions. Or if kilala mo yung sarili mo, mag-pause ka muna. Or if alam mong you will say something na not nice or might hurt other people, I don't know, it would help din siguro to breathe in, breathe out, count 1, 2, 5, ganyan. Diba? Nakikita natin yun sa other videos on Facebook or even on TikTok. And it is something that is also highly recommended by other psychologists. Yung sa mga children, diba? Kasi children usually don't really have that control sa emotions nila. But one way to help them regulate their emotions is yung breathing exercises. And also, nag-a-apply yun sa ating adults or teenagers. In general, sa mga tao, it would really help. Kasi it would help you clear your mind and think clearly. So, ayun. Pero just feel your emotions. Kapag wasak ka, kapag heartbroken ka, ramdamin mo. Hindi yung kanwari okay ka. Diba? So, ayun, kapag galit ka, pero be careful kasi we might say things na, yun nga, we don't really mean, tapos makasira ng relationship. So, ayun din naman natin yun. So, be careful as well. Again, feel your emotions, but don't let your emotions take control over you. 8 on my list is be loyal to no one but yourself. I don't want to overshare, pero I've talked with someone and I've mentioned to this person na hindi kasi ako loyal sa kahit sino, kundi sa sarili ko talaga. And at the end of the day kasi, other people would stay, you know, friends and all. Pero at the end of the day, kapag wala ng tao sa mundo, kunwari mag-isa ka, ikaw lang naman para sa sarili mo. So, love yourself unconditionally. And be loyal to yourself. There. And then 9th would be health is wealth. Kasi for the longest time, ayun nga, invest nga ako sa mga mutual funds, stock market and such, and MP2. Pero I forgot to also remember na health is wealth. Remember lang na health is wealth and invest yun. Invest then not just sa stock market and mga mutual funds. Invest in yourself. Ako kasi meron akong monthly rituals sa self-care ko na every end of the month, haircut, salon, facial and whatnot. Tapos may wax pa and all. Tapos nagpapamassage ako, ganyan. Pero yung frequency right now ng facial ko, o diba usapang facial na self-care, parang gagawin ko siyang every 2 weeks. I mean, I'll have to consult the derma. So, ayun, meron akong self-care or allocated time for myself and non-negotiable siya. Hindi tayo nagsiself-care kapag broken-hearted lang tayo mga sis or mga people of the world, no? Kailangan mag-self-care din tayo sa sarili natin, regardless kung nasa relationship ka or not, or broken ka or not. Dapat lagi tayo nagsiself-care. So, ayun. The last on my list na sasabihin ko sa younger self ko would be timelines don't exist. Tayo lang yung gumawa ng timelines natin. Alam niyo ba, to be honest with you, at this age, at 27 years old, when I was 13 or around 15 years old, I thought na married na ako. Pero nagkaroon akong change in perspective na I don't wanna get married. Tapos, going back, kung hindi na tayo married nung when I was around 18, dapat at this time, may bahay na ako, may kotse na ako, and whatnot. Pero, look at us, wala pa tayong bahay and kotse. But it doesn't matter, kasi right now, it's not my definition of success. My definition of success would be parang have my freedom, time, and be able to do the things that I want to do. I mean, yun yung definition ko kasi ng success. Anyway, going back, yun nga, timelines don't exist. So, other people at this age, siguro nakaka-receive na kayo ng, if you're my age, ha, you might be receiving questions na rin, no? Kailan ka magpapakasal? Wala ka pang pinapakilalang jowa? Kasi I'm single. And to be honest, it is something that I'm not really craving for, na mag-boyfriend or magkaroon ng partner in life. Hindi ko siya kinikrave at the moment. And you might also receive other questions na, oh, kailan ka bibili ng ganito, bibili ng ganyan, dapat at this age, nung ganito kaming edad, meron na kami, nagpakasal na kami. And I mean, siguro ganun kasi yung na ini-ingrain ng society na before 30, parang accomplished ka na, or not really accomplished, but you already have a house, a car, or you're married, you already have your own family. I mean, kanya-kanya tayo ng timelines. Kanya-kanya tayo ng takbo ng buhay. So, also, don't compare yourself to others. Ayun. So, aside from timelines don't exist, never ever compare yourself sa others. Kasi, ayun nga, magkakaiba tayo ng takbo sa buhay. And I would highly suggest na, you know, just enjoy the journey, trust the process, and where you are now is the exact right place where you need to be.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.